Luke chapter 10 and verse 25, please read. And behold, a certain lawyer stood up and tempted him, saying, Master, what shall I do to inherit eternal life? He said unto him, What is written in the law? How readest thou? He answering said, Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy strength, and with all thy mind, and thy neighbor as thyself. And he said unto him, Thou hast answered right. This do, and thou shalt live. But he, willing to justify himself, said unto Jesus, Who is my neighbor? And Jesus answering said, A certain man went down from Jerusalem to Jericho, and fell among thieves, which stripped him of his raiment, and wounded him, and departed, leaving him half dead. And by chance there came down a certain priest that way, and when he saw him, he passed by on the other side. And likewise a Levite, when he was at the place, came and looked on him, and passed by on the other side. But a certain Samaritan, as he journeyed, came where he was, and when he saw him, he had compassion on him, and he went to him and bound up his wounds, pouring in oil and wine, and set him on his own beast, and brought him to an inn, and took care of him. And on the morrow, when he departed, he took out 2 pence, and gave them to the host, and said unto him, Take care of him, and whatsoever thou spendest more, when I come again, I will repay you. I like to say that it was a lawyer. Now, you may not know much about the Bible as I didn't when I first started reading it, but the lawyers were those who were very well instructed, like our present-day lawyers in the law. And the Lord Jesus, they looked upon him with a lot of ridicule. He wasn't educated. He wasn't anything great. He wasn't even born in the proper place, according to their ideas of greatness. But they knew that he had something that they didn't have, and they spent their time trying to make life miserable for him by asking him questions that they thought he couldn't answer. Now here's one. How may I obtain eternal life? He asked a good question. How can I have eternal life? Now, we don't know just how genuine the lawyer may have been, but it does say that he tempted him and he spoke in that manner. But the Lord Jesus said to him, asked him about the law. Now, he was a representative, a lawyer, supposed to understand the law, and he answered very accurately what the meaning of the law was. Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and thy mind and thy soul. And he went into it in a very definite, detailed way. He was well instructed in what the law said, and thy neighbor as thyself. Now, the lawyer was not like another man we read about further on in the Bible, that when the Lord questioned him, he said, All these things have I done. I kept them from my youth. The lawyer was not going to walk into that trap because he knew that that was not true. This other man I'm referring to in the Bible, he may have thought he had, but there was no one who had really kept this. Now, the Lord Jesus now is asked another question, Who is my neighbor? Now, this is where my message is tonight. Who is my neighbor? And he began to tell him about the Good Samaritan. Now, this is not just storytelling. This is related to eternal life. And he began to speak to him about the one who was going down from Jerusalem to Jericho. It was a common place for people to be walking. It was also a place where there were thieves and bandits and etc. And he fell among thieves who stripped him of his raiment, left him half dead, naked, half dead. Now, the person who should have helped him came along, and the priest comes along, and he looked at him, and he said, What does this man represent? He's all bruised and broken up, got no clothing, and what good could he possibly be to me? Whatever he thought, he passed by on the other side. Now, it's one of the things that perhaps the world has always rated people. They've wondered, well, what can I value from that? So along comes another one, a Levite. Now, he represented a little different class of people, but the results were the same. He passed by on the other side. Well, we find now, he says, the Good Samaritan. Now, the Samaritan was not a respected person. He was a very despised person. There's a reason for it. But he came along. The Good Samaritan came along, and when he saw the man, oh, what a compassion. Came right where he was, got down off his feet, and poured in the oil and the wine. And he didn't ask the person his name, where he came from, what he was worth, or could he pay for this service. He got right down there and he began to help him. And what a marvelous compassion towards this poor man who had been stripped and left half dead. You know, I tell a story once in a while about a Chinese convert to Christ. And he was telling us how he was saved. And he said, I saw myself in a deep well, he said, and I was thinking deeper and deeper. And he said, I realized how helpless I was. I could never get out of that well on my own. But he said, I looked up, somebody seemed to be peering at me. And he looked up, and a man spoke to him, said, I am Buddha. He said, my child, he said, how did you ever get yourself in this situation? He said, if you had listened to my words, he said, you would not find yourself in that deep well in such a hopeless condition. And after speaking to him, he waved his hand and left him. He said, have you ever managed to get out of that well? Remember, to keep my saying. So he left him in the well, struggling. Then he said he noticed someone else there, and it was one other one that he was brought up to recognize, and it was Confucius. And he said, what's up, somewhat the same, and he had mentioned that he's struggling, and all that he was doing was not going to help him, and that he should relax there, and contemplate the situation, and not to be so dissatisfied. But soon he left too. And then he noticed someone else who did not spend any time in trying to instruct him, or telling him about certain teachings, but he came right down where he was. And he began to lift them out of that mire that he was sinking in. And he took them right out of the well. And after that, he cleaned up all his clothing and gave them new clothing. And he told them to follow him. And he would look after them. And he said, I recognize that as the Lord Jesus Christ. You see the difference here. Confucius could advise them some very good advice, but he could not help them. Now Buddha was able to tell him about nirvana and how he would get peace of mind that they all so much desired. But he could not help him out of that pit that he was in. But when the Lord Jesus came along, oh, he could get right down where he was. Now this is the message that we find here, the Good Samaritan. He gets off his feet. He goes down where this poor broken man is. And he pours in the oil and the wine, the healing balm. It requires a certain amount of nursing ability. He was able to do this for him. And then he didn't just fix them up. He said, now you get along the best way you can. But we read, he took him and he put him on his own animal and took him to an inn. Now this is our gospel message that the Bible preaches that the Savior left heaven. He came into this world. He was not born here. He came into the world to save sinners. And he came in with a great compassion for you and I. Now we are the ones who have been wrong. Now you may not feel that you've been wrong. You may not feel that everything has been taken from you. But you see, God put us upon this planet Earth. And he put us here in all perfection. And we were made after his image. But what has happened to mankind that he has fallen among thieves? Now we don't realize that we have been stripped of all our innocence. We have been stripped of what is valuable. And that's the knowledge of God. And the knowledge of the Lord is our Savior. And we have been left on the roadside. And who can help us? Well, there's many societies that have developed that are supposed to be charitable. But you know, they can fix you up and they do kind of a good job at times. We have an ambulance service for people that are injured and that. But what about the soul? What about heaven? What about salvation? Who can answer this great need? There is only one who is able to meet this need. And that's the Good Samaritan. And who is the Good Samaritan? The Lord Jesus Christ. Now I hope you recognize this. There's no one else who could answer to the description that we have of the Good Samaritan except one. And that's the Savior. Well, our message tonight is that someone loves us. And that's a marvelous thing. They're not trying to see how much they can get out of us. Without being critical of the Levites and the priests, they were a great class of people, as far as the world was concerned, but they passed by on the other side. Religion cannot help you. Now you say, I'll try religion, but it is not the answer. Religion cannot save you. And who can save you? The Lord Jesus is the only Savior. Now that's our message tonight, is the Good Samaritan is tough. He has been working upon this planet Earth for over 1900 years, telling and helping with compassion and souls to be saved. There are many people in heaven already. They're rejoicing in the knowledge of sins forgiven. But there are people on earth, and they're still without the Savior, and we'd like to see them saved. And the Lord Jesus, this is saving souls. His desire is that sinners should be saved. And you know that includes you and I tonight. You're not saved. We want you to know that the Lord Jesus' business is saving sinners. Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, and He will save you. Now that's the message tonight, that your soul can be saved for all eternity. Savior said, what shall it profit a man if he should gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Think of those who are trying to gain the world, even if it is Vancouver, wherever. But they're losing their soul. What a loss for eternity. But the Savior, He took them to an end. He's going to look after them. The Lord Jesus does not just save a person. I've been saved for a long time. A brother here has been saved for a long time. He looks after us. And He took them to the end. Not at the place of fellowship, place of comfort and food, etc. Take care of them, He says. And when I come, the Savior is going to come. He's going to return. And we're going to be with Him eternally. But in the meantime, the Savior is taking care of them. He's taking care of everyone who trusts us. Now the message tonight is that you trust the Savior. Now if you've never been saved, there's never been a time in your life when you ask the reason why did Christ die upon the cross. Well, we want to say He died for sinners. The night I was saved in the city of Toronto, didn't know many verses from the Bible. But the verse says, Christ died for the ungodly. I knew that part. I knew I was ungodly. I believed that Christ died many years ago, centuries ago, but I knew that there was power, and it's a living power, and it's as if it happened yesterday. And He died for the ungodly, and I was the ungodly one. And that night, in the city of Toronto, I put my trust in the Savior. And what a joy, what a happiness it's been. I didn't understand the fullness of it at the time, but the more you get to know about the Good Samaritan, the more you get to know about the Savior, the more you see His tender, loving kindness. We trust tonight that in God preaching of the gospel, someone, if you're not saved, you could be saved tonight.